Next, we'll report on a personal tragedy that reflects a very public debate. On Sunday morning, George Tiller was serving as an usher in church in Wichita, Kansas, and it was in that church that he was shot to death. George Tiller was a doctor. He ran one of the nation's few clinics that offered late-term abortions. And we have more this morning from Frank Morris of member station KCUR.
George Tiller was probably Wichita's most controversial citizen, and that was evident last night when protesters turned up just before a vigil in his honor.
Then why do you have a sign that says, God save the shooter?
But mourners here in the center of Wichita outnumbered protesters by about 100-1. Jim Stanford, Connie Pace Adair, and Deborah Bounds were among those moved to speak.
I love George Tiller. George Tiller was a friend of mine, and I care about him, and I'm sorry he's gone because he gave everything to do what is here now.
And he was a kind, compassionate, wonderful man above and beyond the services he provided. And I just wanted to say something about his compassion and his kindness toward his patients.
I had been victimized and abused, and Dr. Tiller helped me. Thank God.
George Tiller went back a long way here. He took over his father's family medical practice in the early 1970s and began doing abortions not long after the Supreme Court ruled to protect them in 1973. He'd done thousands, maybe tens of thousands since then, and become a central figure in the abortion debate.
He's a hero in the pro-choice movement. He's one of the few doctors in the United States who is willing to withstand the threats of physical violence and the threats of prosecution in order to afford women their constitutional right to choose a late-term abortion.
Dan Monnet, one of Tiller's lawyers, says Tiller paid a steep price for his stand. Anti-abortion activists bombed his clinic in 1986, one shot him in both arms 7 years later. Anti-abortion protesters from across the country converged on his clinic in the summer of 1991 and triggered more than 2,000 arrests as they tried to stop women from going in. Another one of his attorneys, Laura Schoenfeld, says the Wichita native didn't pick the fight.
They targeted him and came here to protest him and to try and put him out of business.
Then, Schoenfeld says, opponents seemed to take the fight from the street into the courtroom. Tiller's lawyers successfully fought back multiple criminal charges in recent years, including a case brought by a former Kansas attorney general who'd been elected on an anti-abortion platform. Many of Tiller's most vociferous critics said of his death only that they denounced the murder and were praying for his family. Tiller was killed by a single shot from a handgun. Police arrested a 51-year-old suburban Kansas City man named Scott Roeder. They picked up Roeder yesterday, about 180 miles up the interstate from Wichita. He was driving normally and pulled over right away. And then six officers leapt from their cars, guns drawn, to make the arrest. Lieutenant Mike Fannensteel with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office says the suspect got out of the car silently.
He didn't ask why, you know, several officers were at the scene trying to get him or anything, so I think he knew what was going on, but we didn't interview him on that.
Roeder's in custody in Wichita now. The man he's accused of killing, George Tiller, leaves a wife of 45 years, four children, 10 grandchildren, and a controversial clinic struggling to find the way forward. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Wichita, Kansas.